Hello, can you introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Karen and I play bass in Sonic Syndicate. The band started in 2002.
Yeah, and
under the name Fallen Angels.
Okay. And you win a special prize with the competition organized by Nuclear Blast?
Yeah, we did.
How was it? I mean, the competition.
We sent them a pre-recording with three completely new songs that we did, and after a while we heard back from them and they said, we really like your songs and we want to hear more from you guys, and you're in this competition. And when it was time for them to choose the winner, we got another email telling us that we want to sign you guys because we think we can really make something good out of this, and that was just amazing.
So it's a nice adventure.
Yeah, it's kind of a dream coming true for us.
Why did you change the name of your band from Falling Angel to Sonic Syndicate?
I think it was in 2005, because we were about to release our first album, Eden Fire, and so we had to decide, do we want to name ourselves Fallen Angels to the world, or do we want to change the name before we do that? And we thought that there had been so many bands calling themselves Fallen Angels over the years and stuff, so we wanted something new and something that could present our music in the right way. So we thought that Sonic Syndicate would be like kind of a unique name, but also sounding really modern, like the music that we play right now.
So about your music, it's a little bit of a melting pot between, I could say, heavy music and trash.
Yeah, we'd like to say that this is pure modern metal. It's kind of a mixture between the Swedish metal scene and also the American, like, hardcore metal scene, kind of.
And how does it happens to make such a mix? Is it just all the different kind of influence that you have, or...?
Yeah, we all listen to a lot of different kinds of music. Like, one of the guys in the band, he's really into this emo stuff, you know, like My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy and stuff. And I like to listen to both Evanescence and Dark Funeral and stuff like that. And we all listen to Soilwork and In Flames.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we listen to so much different music in the band, so we get influences from everything, pretty much.
For the recording of your album, what is your way of working your music?
How we write the song?
Yeah.
You could say that we have a main writer, and that is one of the guitarists, Roger. He writes a song, and then he shows it to us in the rehearsal room. And then we get to say, like, okay, I want to change this, and I don't like that, you know, cause so that everybody gets to say what they want and change it in the right way so that everybody's happy. So you could say that we write it together, but he's the main writer. And the two guys, the lead singers, they write their part on their own. Richard, one of the singers, he writes all the lyrics, and then they put it together.
And do you change some stuff when you are in rehearsal room?
Yeah, of course, because we have to try it out all together, because he makes the song in his computer in a program called Guitar Pro and sends it to us in MIDI files. And then, of course, it won't sound the same in the rehearsal room, so when we try it out, we can feel it and, you know, like, yeah, I don't like to play this kind of way, I want to do it like this, and maybe it won't work live, you know, or something, because you gotta think about everything, like, will people enjoy listening to this, and would we like to play this on stage, and, you know, everything, how do you move to that kind of music, and, you know.
And how is it in live for your gigs? How do you perform? I mean, do you come just like you and with a flag behind the scene, or do you use some special effects? Or?
We're working on a backdrop right now because we haven't had one yet, so we're working on a big backdrop for the big shows we have this summer, and we also have a backtrack with all the keyboards because we don't have a keyboardist anymore, So we have some effects on that, but you have to do as much as you can live, of course. And we try to be as much energetic as we can, you know, to move around as much as possible. Because if you watch a band play, you don't want them to, you know, stand still the whole show, because then you could just go and listen to the record instead. So we try to move around as much as we can to interact with the audience and everything, to get closer to them.
You said that with the prize you win with Nuclear Blast, you recorded some tracks, and after they like, they ask you for a whole album.
Yeah.
All the songs are some old tracks, or did you create some new one especially for the album entitled Only Inhuman?
It's all new tracks. Every one of them is all new.
Okay. Why did you choose only to use new tracks and not the other one?
Well, we have already recorded one album, Eden Fire, that was released through Pivotal Recordings, an American label. So we didn't want to use that songs again, and we felt that they were pretty old now, so we wanted to, you know, move to another kind of music. And we have already began to write new songs. And we sent, yeah, like I told you, we sent three completely new songs just to enter this competition. And then when we got the record deal and everything, we started to work even harder on getting new songs, making them better all the time.
What is your favorite song from the album?
It's actually the last one, I think, Flashback.
Flashback, yeah.
Yeah.
Why this one?
Because it's really fun to play both live and to rehearse it, and I really, really love the lyrics on that song, because I can often relate to a lot of lyrics that Richard writes. And yeah, it's actually the one song that we all favorite, every one of us in the band.
Is it important, the track listing of the album, or can we listen all the song in every kind of way? I mean, we can choose to play the first one after the six, or
I think you can listen to it in which order you want to. I don't listen to it, you know, from the beginning into the end, because I don't think you have to, because, you know, when you buy an album, you have heard maybe one song before, like a single or something, and then you play that one all the time, and then maybe you move on to another song, and, you know, maybe the first time you hear it from the top till the end. And then you play the ones that you like the most, so I think you can mix it the way you want to.
For the song All About Us, it's
actually a cover song from the two girls in Tattoo, the Russian girls.
It's
there's a lot of people that doesn't know that, actually.
So it's Tattoo. And why did you choose Tattoo? Because it's not a metal band and not so famous.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. We needed a cover song, and we were looking into like different songs that we all liked, but we thought that if we have to do a cover song, we have to do it really good, you know, because, well, yeah, you just have to do it in a good way. And we wanted to do it in our way, like Sonic style. And then Roger, the guy that writes the music, he just said to us one day, you know, why don't we try this song, because it has a lot of keyboards, and with two singers we might be able to do something good with it, and it's not that hard. So we tried it out, and we decided that, yeah, this might work, because we didn't have a lot of ideas, and we didn't have much time either, so we were like, yeah, we can go with this, it will be good.
There is a good result.
Yeah, no. But I think it turned out pretty good anyway.
Yeah. For the artwork, what is this kind of, it's a fly with some wings who are parts of a plane? It's a,
yeah, that's kind of a strange cover art.
who did it?
I actually can't remember who did it. I know it was Robin that showed it to me, the fly thing. I think that was his idea, one of the guitarists. Because we were talking a lot about, you know, what should we do? We don't want to look like all the other metal bands out there. We don't want to, you know, be one band by many. So we thought that, okay, we need to do something so that people will look at this album and think, you know, what the hell is this? And so we thought, okay, let's do a white album. And then Robin said something like, you know, it would be like cool if we used a bug or an insect or something. And then he came up with this fly, and then some other guy made it better, and we thought that, yeah, this is pretty cool, because the fly itself is kind of inhuman, so we thought that, okay, let's go with this.
Is there a link with the movie, The Fly?
With the movie?
Yeah, the movie, there is a remake, it's an old movie, and there is a remake by Cronenberg with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, I didn't know.
you didn't watch?
I didn't know that.
It's a guy who makes some experience about teleportation. It's English, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he searched, and one day he can pass from one pod to another one, but there is a fly with him inside the machine. So after he became a giant fly.
Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe the guys know.
And it's a really strange movie. It's an old one at the first time, and there is a remake made during the late of the 80s by David Cronenberg.
Oh.
With the actor Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I have to see that one.
it's a good one, really good one. Yeah. To know a little bit more about you, I would like to know what is your favorite book.
My favorite book?
Yeah.
Oh, that I hardly ever read, actually. Now I really have to think. One book I really liked when I was younger is actually, you know, Marilyn Manson. He made a biography book about uh-huh. his life and himself. And that's one book I really like, because it's a strange book. And I had my birthday now in March, and I got this book from my brother that said, "What's good about talking loud to yourself?" Because I always do that. So he thought that would be good, so maybe that's a good book.
What is your favorite movie?
Right now I would say it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
Because they are both the most beautiful actors in the world.
Uh-huh.
So it's really good to look at that movie.
Your favorite CD?
Oh, that's really hard. Oh, shit. I don't know what to say. Okay, I just have to decide one right now. One album that I listen to a lot right now is Evanescence Fallen.
Uh-huh.
So I can say that, but I have a lot of favorite albums.
One last, what is the band you will ever dream to perform in live with? I mean, if you get the opportunity with Sonic Syndicate to make a tour with any kind of band, which one would you choose?
Personally, I would say Marilyn Manson, because he was my biggest idol when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
So just for fun, I wouldn't have to say that.
Okay.
Well, the guys wouldn't agree with me because they don't like Marilyn Manson. They would probably say like In Flames or something, but
yeah,
I can talk for myself.
It's In Flames is something closer, I mean the sound from your band.
Yeah, we all listen to them, so. And actually the singer of In Flames told us that he really liked our new album, so that's really nice to hear from him.
That's a good news.
Yeah, that's good news.
Is there some gigs that you will perform soon in Europe?
We have some festival gigs booked in Germany for the summer.
Yeah.
We have Walking Open Air. We have Up From the Ground and With Full Force.
Uh-huh.
And for the fall, we plan to do a big tour. So there's a lot of things going on right now. So you will see a lot of us.
Okay, so thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, this was a nice interview.
And if you've got anything else to say, we can find some information about your band on your website, sonicsyndicate.com.
Yeah, you can also visit our MySpace page.
So thank you very much for calling, and keep going this way. It's really interesting what you do.
Yeah, I hope I can go to France someday.
Yeah, hope to see you soon.
Yeah.